At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, I'm gathering all kinds of good audio as it accumulates here this afternoon, Sue, for audio cut of the day.
Love it.
We have that feature right before the show ends, of course, here in a couple of minutes. Fred just snagged some audio that I sent him that might be a good fit for that. You know, you see, sometimes I decide like right from the beginning, and I do have some audio from earlier today that may qualify. But every once in a while, it's like a horse in the Kentucky Derby who is coming around that last turn and is a closer and comes in and finishes just by a nose. We have audio that fits that every once in a while. I think we're going to have that today. I do want to mention tomorrow's show. Friday is always a lot of fun here on the show. Ethan's out for a couple of days, so yeah, we got that going for us. But we have a roundtable. If I can grab my information here so I can read the information accurately. Jane Duker will be on that panel tomorrow. Also, a couple other veterans. State Rep Steve Butts will be here. David Barklage, GOP consultant. Paul Hall will join us after Sue's News in the 4 o'clock hour with some entertainment recommendations, both streaming and in the theaters. Cusimano will weigh in with sports. Cardinals won today. They had a day game and
they split the series.
There you go. They split the series with the Pirates. Our friend Tim Summer, we love talking music with Tim. He's going to be with us tomorrow. You know, there was an interesting story I found a couple of weeks ago about the Black Keys. I'm a fan of the Black Keys. They have a new album out. They were supposed to go on tour a year and a half ago, a couple of years ago, and they canceled like at the last minute. It was kind of weird the way it went down. But they went back into the studio. They did a new album, and they are taking a stand, a very public stand, about the way that musicians are being compensated on the streaming services. And so it's a little bit of an inside politics music business story, which Tim is great on because that's what he's been doing his entire life. So that's one of the topics. When we spoke with Tim the last time, he had not watched the Billy Joel documentary. I still haven't watched part two.
Oh, it's so great.
So I think he has. Maybe between tonight and tomorrow, maybe tomorrow morning, I'll try to squeeze that in.
I would.
So we can talk about it. Yeah. The problem
is
I'm looking for a time, and this is probably not going to be realistic, where I can watch the whole damn thing, but it's like 2 hours plus.
It is.
Both,
it's long.
Both parts are 2 hours.
But
so
totally worth it.
I know. And it's definitely on my... Oh, and the Devo thing, too. I want to watch the Devo documentary.
I forgot to write that down.
That one is on Netflix. Let's talk a little real estate this afternoon and see where the market in St. Louis is and what's happening. Our friend Mark Gelman with the Gelman team. Hello, Mark Gelman. How are you? I hope all is well.
What's up, buddy? It's so good to hear your voice again. So I'm so glad you're back. And, you know, I thought you were going to tease me when you were, like, talking about the Kentucky Derby, where, like, the closer. I thought that was my intro.
Oh, that's just not. Like Mark Yelman, the closer. Sorry, I missed my opportunity there. But we always do like to have you on talking about real estate. By the way, I appreciate it. I was supposed to get out to breakfast with you and our mutual friend John Lynch a couple weeks ago and couldn't make it work. But I'm up for that in the future. Yep. We do need to get down and sit down at lunch or something like that because we haven't done that in a little while. But I always like to take the temperature of one of the Gelmans here on the real estate market as we, you know, we did this at the beginning of the summer, Mark. Maybe Neil join me. Let's do it here at the end of summer as there are homes that are, you know, still on the market that haven't sold. There are homes that are going very, very quickly. I know you have amazing success stories. How would you describe the climate kind of heading into the fall here?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting market. I think that homes that are priced right, prepared for sale, I mean, market is the highest level. We're still seeing activity. We're still seeing those sell. The biggest challenge we have right now is unrealistic sellers, just to be very transparent.
Really?
Sellers, and I don't care who your agent is, as long as they're qualified and they give you good data, listen to them. And the reason you need to listen to them is we're all emotional. Sellers are all emotional. But at the end of the day, this is a data-driven market, and you have to price right. We're seeing these homes that are overpriced, even if they're a great home, overpriced, and having to take 1, 2, 3 price adjustments and not even moving the needle. So it's really an interesting, great home selling, some over asking, multiple offers, but others just sitting. Buyers are gaining a little traction, so they have opportunities to write contingencies. Some are even getting contingent on home sales. So, you know, the interest rates we still haven't seen yet. I'm hoping in the fourth quarter, we're going to see some changes. But, you know, the interest rates aren't moving the market. And I'm not even sure if they drop a quarter or a half, they're going to significantly.
So with the unrealistic expectations, is it a seller that just says, look, I know that the supply is very, very tight. We've heard this for years. I should be able to get more money and I don't really have to do anything to fix up my house because houses are selling over market price. That's what I've heard. Is that the type of attitude that people come in with, or is it an unwillingness to stage the home or make it look different or something along those lines? Or is it a combination deal?
Yeah, so I think you're spot on. It's a combination. The other thing we saw is we saw people buying in a really hot market just a few years ago when they were buying, you know, with no inspections or limited inspections. And we're hearing now, well, when I bought, I didn't do X, Y, and Z, and now they're unreal. You know, buyers want X, Y, and Z done. It's just a massive disconnect between buyers and sellers. An interesting thing to note right now is it's the highest amount of fallout on contracts that it's been in the history. So you're looking at over 20-something percent. 10 homes go on the market, 2 will
Oop, we lost him there.
Oh, hope he comes back.
I know, I wanted to hear what he said there. That was one of those things
well,
where...
fall through. I know what he was saying.
He was going to say fall through.
Back.
I know, and it was. You could tell it was one of those things where you're going to hear that bloomp. We'll see if he calls back or if we can get him back online. I hate it when it was happening. I was just about to ask him to clarify something and qualify something, and then he cut off. And I do not see an effort out there. Sue, can you see?
There's effort.
Okay, there's effort. I just want to make sure because one of the disadvantages we have here in this studio is I don't have line of sight with the producer. And Ethan's not here today, so I sometimes don't know. Here, I think Mark is calling in, and we can see if we can get him. Let's see here. Sorry for the awkwardness.
Sorry.
This is live radio. Sometimes this happens, unfortunately. But you can kind of pick up where he left off if you remember what he was saying. Let's see. You just hung up on us. I don't know what happened there, Gelman.
Well,
are you back?
Does he get him? Did he
what
get
happened?
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure.
There he is.
You were making a brilliant point, and I was about to follow up with a question. You remember
20%.
What you're... Okay, yeah, the 20% deal. Go ahead.
Sure, it's just so 20% of contracts are falling out of contract, and it's really just a disconnect between buyers and sellers right now. Unrealistic expectations of sellers, but then we're hearing the buyers that here know that the market, they read the business journal today that says, you know, buyers are gaining the upper hand in certain areas. Well, now the buyers think they have the upper hand, and they're asking for, you know, the everything on these inspections. So it's a disconnect right now between buyers and sellers. We're in a really interesting, goofy market.
So when you say you don't really see, because obviously the Fed is about to, we think, lower rates in September, that has, there's an indirect correlation. It's not a direct correlation on mortgage rates. But you don't think if Jay Powell moves the needle on some of this stuff and rates settle down just a little bit, that will spur a whole lot more in the market? You think it's going to stay this way for a while is what I'm hearing.
And by the way, great analysis, because it actually, right, as you suggest, it doesn't have a direct correlation. The Fed, their movement's going to impact car rates, commercial, and it's going to, impact just overall credit cards and that. Whereas we're working off of the 10-year Treasury, which still moves on, the news of what's happening. So if the Fed's going to change, then that news means signals bad news, and it's going to move the mortgage rates. But at the end of the day, there's these statistics. 1 million more buyers will get into the market if interest rates drop 1%.
Yeah.
However, 0.25%, 0.5% is not going to motivate somebody to sell their home that is in a 2.5% to 3%. There are sellers right now that want to get out of their homes. There's buyers that would be perfect buyers. But the problem is, where am I going to go if I have a 2.5% interest rate?
I
can't even rent for that. I can't do X, Y, or Z. So the market in general is jammed up by that. It's not really as much as buyers. You know, there's this talk, well, if the interest rate's lower, we need to do that for buyers. Well, right now, there's not enough homes for those buyers unless they want to overpay.
See, that's kind of an important point, because like if you could wave a magic wand, I know this isn't economically realistic or otherwise, but if you could say, all right, we're putting mortgage rates down to 3.5% or let's just say 4%, because you got a lot of people out there that would want to move, and then you spur the rest of the economy with washers and dryers and everything else. The problem is there's not enough homes everywhere I look. You know where I live, out in the Fenton High Ridge area. Everywhere I look that's got just a little bit of land where they can tear down trees, they're building new houses.
Absolutely. And by the way, and I just was with the coaching client who's in Myrtle Beach. We were running these statistics. I mean, what's happened in that market is new construction is outperforming. It's competing with existing homes, but those builders are dropping prices. Mm. So it's actually outselling. The problem we're having in a St. Charles, for example, if somebody wants to resell an existing subdivision, it's just a little bit different because of prices. They're competing with new construction. So the whole new construction dynamic is a really interesting dynamic for existing homes that are very similar. If those builders want those sold, they can drop the prices.
Mark Gelman is here from the Gelman team. A couple years ago, go back maybe even 3 or 4 years, we were having discussions about institutional investors that were coming in and buying, you know, a good portion of neighborhoods. There's even municipalities, and I don't know if statewide laws have been passed to say, no, we're going to prevent this. But is there still that activity, or has the interest rates affected that part of the market as well when you have foreign buyers coming in? Because you mentioned Florida. That was a big part of the Florida real estate picture for a while, if I remember correctly.
Absolutely. So there was this whole institutional, it's called SFR, which is single family rentals. Single family rentals was a very sexy category. There still is some strength in it, but here's the thing. Buying those at today's interest rates, I mean, again, in the capital markets being where they are today, we are definitely seeing a softness in that right now, because rents aren't going up proportionally to what the cost of money has gone up. Now, we do hear about inflation or whatever that is, but we're just not seeing the returns that they can get on it like they were 2 and 3 years ago. Keep in mind, the prices from 2 to 3 years ago, that's the interesting thing, Mark. Everything I'm telling you today about interest rates, inventory. Yes, inventory is climbing, but prices are going up. Year over year, sales are going down, unit sales, but prices continue to go up in our market, which is unique.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, it's not working. The institutional investor, especially in St. Louis, has slowed significantly. The other thing is the municipalities just do not want them. So the rules, the HOAs changing their rules. There are institutional investors that bought 2 years ago that were not grandfathered into the new HOAs, where no longer can they rent.
I believe that. Mark Gelman, always great to catch up with you. Let's do it in person soon. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. they can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.